Shalom, shalom, holy chevra, what a tremendous time to be alive. Here we are, just post-Uman Rosh Hashanah. We were at the kibbutz with Rav Nachman, the soldiers of Hashem. We were ready to rock. The davening was incredible. The inspiration was off the charts. The energy, unbelievable. And here we are, not just saying we had that experience, but taking that level of excitement and diving into something to make it real. What we've chosen to do, some of the chevra from Uman, is to dive into one of the Rebbe's Sfarim, specifically the Sefer Likutei Maharan, the Rebbe's main Sefer, main work, from which many, many other Sfarim stem. This Sefer is not easy. It's not something that's going to be a walk in the park, and it's definitely not something that we're going to be able to master the first time through. There are a few particular pieces that I wanted to get out there, just as a hakdama, before we dive into the actual prologue and hakdama of the Sefer itself. First of all, there are many, many ways to learn this particular Sefer. You can learn it very slowly. You can take hours and hours and weeks and months on one particular Torah. You can learn it very quickly, just to sort of say the words and get through it, quote-unquote, to say that I saw all of the words. Similar to learning a page of Shas or Shulchan Aruch. You can get through Shulchan Aruch, or you can spend days and days and days really understanding what's going on. On the advice of Rav Nachman himself, the way that we're going to learn the Sefer is relatively quickly in order to allow us to then see it again and again and again. Our first reading will be relatively quickly. We're going to get through. If there are questions, please feel free to reach out. Next to note is that Rav Nachman uses many different tools to connect different ideas. He uses gematrias. He uses different shorashim, the roots, and connecting Jewish letters. So I really recommend that you follow in the Sefer. When we go through the particular Torahs, when you're seeing the words, it often makes the learning that much easier. The concepts can be very, very challenging, and without actually seeing the words, it could be very easy to get lost. Next is one of the exciting ideas that Rav Nachman brings in throughout the Sefer, is the unbelievable level of connectedness of the entire world. Rav Nachman has an encyclopedic knowledge of the entirety, not only of rabbinic Judaism, but also of psychology and the physical realms of the world and the spiritual realms. And to be able to tie them all in and show how absolutely everything is connected is really, really tremendous. That being said, how does he do this? There's a word, bechinas, which is not a simple word to translate, but for our purposes, it means is the same concept as. So when we hear the word bechinas, it means this is the same concept as this idea that we just heard before. Next is to note that every single Torah in Likutei Maharan is not meant to simply be an educational challenge, not just to be in your mind, but really to be an experience. What we're supposed to do, says Rav Nachman, is davenin and learnin and davenin. We're supposed to daven, we're supposed to pray that our learning is, that we understand our learning, we know what's going on, and then we do our learning, and then we daven, that we're able to enact our learning, to make it real, really to make our educational experience into a practical one. And lastly, any mistakes that may come up in these shiurim are by no means coming from the tzaddik Rav Nachman himself, but rather from he who is delivering the shiur. Chevra, let's dive in. There are many different printings of Likutei Maharan, but all of them, somewhere in the Hakdama, towards the end of the Hakdama, include the following words. They're from a Torah that was originally delivered by Rav Nachman to the Hasidim after the original printing of Likutei Maharan, which means was not in the first printing. However, upon the passing of Rav Nachman himself, Rav Nassin, Rabbi Nachman's chief disciple, decided that this particular teaching needs to be the filter through which we view the rest of the entire Sefer. So with that being said, here we go. L'chu chaz mif'alois Hashem, his galus nifla misod gedula satana elokai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, zichrono livracha. Come and see the works of Hashem, an amazing revelation concerning the mystery of the greatness of the holy, holy teacher, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, hivtiach shelo tishtachach Torah Yisrael al yado. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai gave a promise that through him, the Torah would not be forgotten. But why did he need to do this? Continuing in the text, kamuva b'divrei Rabbeinu zichrono livracha, as we learn, our rabbis teach us in Masechta Shabbos, daf kuf lamed ches, kishenichnasu Rabbeinu lekerem beYavna amru, like our rabbis, and when they went into the yeshiva in Yavna, asida Torah shetishtachach miYisrael, amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, shalo tishtachach. When our rabbis entered the yeshiva, they said, the Torah will one day be forgotten by the Jews. Rabbi Shimon There's a pasuk that says Shneamar ki lo tishachach mipiv zaro. Pasuk in Dvarim that says it will not be forgotten from his offspring. Kamavor b'zohar, and the Zohar says b'hai chibura de'iu ha-zohar yifkun be min galusa. Specifically, because of this sefer, the Zohar, the Jews will be redeemed from exile. So now, va'ata, now bo'u rei v'havein, come and see and understand niflois nistaros shel Torah seinu akadosha. Come and see the holy wonders of our Torah. Ki al kein samach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai atzmo al zeh pasuk, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai based himself on this verse when the pasuk says lo tishachach mipiv zaro, that it won't be forgotten. What's going on there? How does he know? Ki be'emes zeh pasuk ba'atzmo. What's going on? Merumas, there's a hint in this particular pasuk. Shinistar soda zeh, that there's something that's particularly hidden. Ba'al yado zaro shel Yochai, that it's through the hands of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What? Let's find out. Shehu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's him specifically that this verse is referring to. Al yado lo tishtachach haTorah Mishrael. How do we know this? Says Rav Nachman, ki sofi tevo shel zeh pasuk, ki lo tishachach mipiv zaro. The sofi tevos, the final letters of each of those words in that pasuk, heim osios, those letters spell Yochai. Thereby proving that it is at the hand of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that the Torah will not be forgotten. And this is what's hinted and revealed through this particular pasuk, ki lo sishachach mipiv zaro, that it will not be forgotten through the mouth of his offspring, mipiv zaro daika, specifically his, who, hain mipiv zaro shel zeba atzmahu merumas v'nister v'zeh pasuk. Vehu Tana Hatana Yochai. This is talking about Yochai. Ki al yidei zaro shel Yochai shemarubas b'zeh apostik b'sofi tevos kanal. Like we saw above. Shehu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Wait a second. We're talking about Shimon. This could have just been referring to someone named Yochai. Al yado lo sishachach haTorah. Maybe it was through a guy named Yochai. Maybe the father of Rabbi Shimon that we're talking about. Ki b'zohar da yifkun min galusa kanal. Like we saw above. Da. But we should know, Shesod Rabbi Shimon ba'atzmo, that this mystery is specifically Rabbi Shimon himself, humarumuz b'pasuk acher, and this is hinted at in a different pasuk, says the Rebbe. Kida kiatana kadosh Rabbi Shimon hu b'chinas. How do we know that it's specifically Rabbi Shimon ba Yochai? He brings a pasuk in Sefer Daniel, ir v'kadosh min shemaya nachis, that an angel, a holy one, descended from heaven. The Roshe Tevos, this amazing tool, we're specifically looking at the first letters of each of those words of that pasuk, Shimon v'chule. Rabbi Nachman is clearly setting up that part of the role of his putting the Sefer out into the world is to say that there was this wonderful, incredible Sefer called the Zohar, the foundational work of the Kabbalah, of Jewish mysticism, that was put into the world by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his students. And Rav Nachman is taking that trajectory and continuing to add, to allow us to be able to really chew on it and understand it a little bit more. He ends this particular Torah with a beautiful poem. Here we go. The poem reads as follows. Be'ezros kel elyon, with the help of the exalted God, Asher Shemayim Ba'aretz Kana, he who owns the Shemayim and the Aretz, the heavens and the earth, Manasan Lanu Es Toraso, and he gave us the Torah, Memidbar Matana, it was a gift of the desert, Naschil Lahadpis, we can begin to publish, begin to print and put out, Chidushim Niflaim V'Noraim, amazing, wondrous, new insights on the Torah. Which one specifically, he says? Al ma'amare bar bar chana. Specifically on the stories of Rabba bar bar chana. B'schus zen nizkela lois l'tzion birnana. And in this merit, may we ascend to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, with song El Kiryas Melech David Chana. Specifically that place, that city, where King David, David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, encamped. End of poem. Mirz Hashem, we should be able to continue to come together for learning, to dive into this holy sefer, and I look forward to starting the first Torah in the next podcast. Wishing everyone a beautiful, beautiful week.